Good morning. Welcome to the FTS bet slip on Tuesday, the 10th of September. I have absolutely nothing for you today, bet-wise. I've got no horses. We are going to move into that period where we go from flat to jumps. We do have the St. Ledger meeting, and I will have a couple of bets through that. But it will slow down a bit. There'll be bets and trades, but it will slow down a bit. I'm never a fan of these transitional periods. It's not just an excuse, I'm just generally never have been, and I much prefer jump racing. So when we get the bet slip going in sort of end of October, November onwards, then the horse action will pick up and hopefully will be much more profitable than the last couple of months have been. I'm a follower of the jumps more than the flat. I like things like Royal Ascot, but the day-to-day of the jumps I enjoy. Okay, what I am going to talk about, I'm going to answer an email. I've got, as I say, no bets and there's no football. There's one game in Brazil tonight. But I had an email yesterday, and if people are trying to email me, having a few email problems at the minute to do with the site changeover. We've moved the site to a different server before we sort of upload the new version. And it sent my email into a tailspin, but I have got a workaround. Hopefully I've got to the important ones, but I'm looking at my email setup now to try and get it more user friendly for you guys really and me. I've got about 3,000 unread emails. I just don't get time to get through them, but I've got a guy looking at that. Anyway, that's off the track. Right, so I had one yesterday about half-time correct scores. I think this is a very, very popular bet, probably behind match odds, lay the draw, stuff like that. One I get asked about quite a bit. People searching for that sort of holy grail of laying a correct score or looking for late goals. And I had an email yesterday basically asking me what my views and how I approach it are, and a couple of claims in it, and obviously there's services built around this that make all sorts of claims that some of you will be aware of, but sort of things stand out. Somebody said in this email, I'm not going to name the guy, but in this email he said he does nil nils, one nils, nil ones, focuses nil ones and one nils mostly. It doesn't do anything other than that, because once you get to 1-1, there's less score lines, less 1-1s. What's the best way of putting this? Sorry. There's less goals in the second half in games that are 1-1. Not less goals, as in less games have another goal. That's the correct phrase. So in other words, more games that are 1-1 at half-time stay 1-1 than games that are 1-0 stay 1-0. So there's not a second-half goal. Sorry if I went round the houses. I was just trying to get my expression this right. And I read this and I thought, that's bollocks, was my first thought. And then I thought, oh, I better back it up and check it. So I have. And I'm just going to give you some figures, because it is, for those of you who trade or want to look at this second-half market, it is interesting. Now, I've got two databases. I've got one going back about 7 years from when I had Soccer Stato in 2012. That started. But for these figures, I've used Football Data Direct season. So I've gone back to the start of 16-17 season. 17-18 season, 18-19 season, up to the end of August of this season. So I've got 16,624 games in that database across 22-23 leagues of Football Data Direct. And to be fair, they only really do the main leagues. I'm not talking your Vietnams, Malaysia, Singapore, Hong Kong, you know, games where there's two bob up in the market. And you know, I'm trying not to go down this road, but people who are leaving money up in those markets, you are just an absolute fool, because there's no money there, and you put, even if you put 100 quid and you leave it there, you're assuming that people are idiots. People see that, they make you wait for it, they're going to make, well, you wait to get matched until the value's gone. Long term, you might have winners, but long term, you will just bleed a slow death because you're playing clever people. But that's another topic. Anyway, so my claim was, when I read this, 1-1 has 1-1 score lines, more of those stay 1-1 than 0-1 stay. I thought, well, that's not right. So I pulled up the database this morning. Right, I've got 16,624 games in the database. I've looked at four score lines: 0-0, 1-0, 0-1, and 1-1. Anything over that, I haven't looked at, because obviously you start getting down to small sample sizes of how many games are 2-2 at half time, things like that. So 0-0, there have been, out of that 16,624 games, 5,104 of them have been 0-0 at half time, just under a third. 3,887 of those have had a second half goal, which is 76.15%. So of the games that are 0-0 in my database, 0-0 at half time, 76.15% of them have had a goal in the second half. Of the games that are 1-0, so the home team leading 1-0, there's 3,506 games out of that 16,624 that are 1-0 at half time. 2,804 of those had a goal in the second half, which is 79.97%, so 3-4% higher than 0-0 on the 1-0. Games that are 0-1 are 2,574 games out of the 16,624 are 0-1 at half time. And 2,058 of those had a goal in the second half, which is 79.95%. So 1-0 and 0-1 is 0.02% difference between what has a goal in the second half. They're both pretty much on the 80% mark for a goal in the second half, which is pretty much the world average, what we would expect. Of games that were 1-1 at half-time, there's 1,743. Obviously, you're looking for two goals in the first half, so you'd have a smaller number of games. So 1,743 games were 1-1 out of the 16,624. 1,398 of those had a further goal, which is 80.2%. So the 1-1 as a percentage, more games that are 1-1 as a percentage have a goal in the second half than any of the other three. So the claim that wherever this guy came from, that 1-1 doesn't have more goals, is complete and utter nonsense, as my initial thoughts were. And interestingly enough, the 1-1 across that database is the only scoreline that you can lay that is profitable blind. So if you'd laid every single one of the 1,743 games that were 1-1 at half time over the last, whatever it is, two and a bit seasons now, irrespective of price, anything, if you'd just gone in and laid the half time score, when if it was 1-1 across all those leagues, you'd have made money. You'd have made about 45 points, I think it was. The reason why I'm bringing this up is because I lay the 1-1. It's one of my score lines that I then, in amongst this, I update this data every month. I have a few second half score things. Everything then is dictated by league and price and entry point. Obviously, 0-0 being 76.15, but on average you're getting a lower price. Just knocked the mic over. That swings and roundabouts, so I don't just ignore 0-0s. I do play certain games at 0-0. I tend to not play anything until into the second half. Like I do in the first half goal, when you listen to there, I tend to wait and drip it in. I certainly don't leave money just sitting up there highlighting what I want to do. Everything for me is league-based from there and price-based. Obviously, it's if you haven't got a bot set for these things, it is time-consuming, because you need to sit there and check that, firstly, the scoreline is one that you want, and secondly, that the what the price is. And obviously, you don't know exactly when the second half kicks off, because there might be an injury time at the end of the first half and all these issues that you would encounter. But it is, it's sort of, I say to people starting out, if you do less is more, particularly if you want to do trading or you want to sort of in-play betting, rather than, you know, when I say trading, I'm not one who tends to exit for losses very often. I tend to sort of remove liability on goals and things. But in this, when you're just going for a straight goal, win or lose, It's all just about strike rate, risk reward, but it is just sitting there doing it. But I always say to people, rather than trying to be a master of everything, this is one market where you can make money if people just want to sit there. And again, I still see people trying to do everything. I've got one guy just does everything, and I look and think, this just can't make money. Where if you were starting out and you thought, this is what I want to do, this would be a market that I would say, look at, right, just look at entering to get one goal in the second half, price related, when you're going to enter, what it, based on sound, logic and sound numbers, is somewhere where I would look at. But to make wild claims that there's less goals in a 1-1, particularly not being funny to somebody like me who is instantly going to, hang on a minute, that stands out, I'll check that. And of course, I'm looking at only 16,000 games, but I've checked my other database and the same rings true. I haven't gone into quite as much detail in that one because it's much bigger, but the same rings true. And obviously, I'm only covering certain leagues, so I don't know what the worldwide figure, if you took every league and every football match in the world, is, but I would be very surprised if it was far off where we are now. So it's just interesting, again, it's that being led or listening to bad info rather than doing stuff yourself, that is interesting. The sort of average price when you look at the numbers is 5.0 for laying, because obviously 80%. Yeah, it is interesting, isn't it? It's a very interesting sort of thing when somebody just makes a statement that, I don't lay 1-1s because there's not as many goals. I find it quite a strange concept to come out with. So yeah, that's basically the numbers in it. So that can be a starting point for anybody that. Nil-nil obviously is the smallest percentage that have a second half goal, and the highest number of games initially that are, that's the most popular scoreline out of the database, 5,104 games didn't have a first half goal. But percentage-wise for games out of those four scorelines that lead to a goal in the second half or have a goal in the second half, 1-1 nicks it with a small percentage. And is the only one that is profitable laying it blind. And when I like things that you find are profitable laying it blind. If you've got something that loses 200 points, to turn that round to make money, is hard work. If you've got something that's already winning, applying a few filters to it, and having that discipline, then right, I'm only actually going to look at, for example, games now that are 1-1 in XYZ league, at XYZ price, and I'm going to enter them this time at that way and this. You can find profitable angles. It's a lot easier that something that's generating profit, and of course that won't go on forever. It will regress. So will and you look in a year's time, laying 1-1 won't be profitably blind, but it'll be a lot closer to level than the other two or three will be. And that is an absolute fact. But yeah, so that's just a bit of food for thought for you, really. It was more just not a shooting down of that email, but I can't bear unsubstantiated claims, particularly when it comes to betting, people who just make off-the-cuff remarks. You go back and let's say we've got the FTS forum, FTS chat room, people are going in saying stuff like that. Let's at least have some logical discussion about things and back it up with numbers, rather than just passing off random comments, because other people will see that and go, oh, I'm not touching that, it's 1-1, I'm not touching that, it's 1-1. Well, why aren't you touching it? Give me the logic behind it. Oh, well, my mate Dave said that less games that are 1-1 have a goal. I remember a guy saying to me years ago, I'm going back 10 years, he was an ex-bookie, funnily enough, and he said to me that he lays 1-0. Only plays games in 1-0. And his logic was that if a game is 1-0, the team that the home team are pushing for the second goal to kill the game off, and the away team are pushing for an equaliser to get level. And I said, what's the evidence for that? He said, well, no, that's just football, isn't it? I thought, well, is it really? If Stoke are 1-0 up against Man City, are they pushing for 2-0? I don't think they are. I think they're probably happy to sit and try and hold on. Man City might be pushing. People's concept of how things work has no real bearing on it, and that's why I always come back to numbers. But that's yeah. I mean, he was a bookmaker who, funnily enough, went skint. No wonder. But he only ever bet 1-0s because he had this view on how football is played, and it was complete and utter garbage, in my opinion. Anyway, that's it for today. I hope there's some interest in that. Sorry if I garbled it a bit there. I had bits of paper and stuff popping up on screens as well at the same time, and then the mic fell over. Just trying to do too much there. But yeah, that's it. Have a wonderful Tuesday. Golf Guru has got some bets this week. They'll be out tomorrow. I'll be uploading the new traffic light pivot tables on Thursday for people, and I should hopefully get a couple of videos up Thursday as well. I have actually got people here Thursday, but they're going mid-afternoon, so I hope to get that up after that. But we'll be back to normal, fully operational by Friday, and the video uploads do depend on getting the new website online, which we are working hard behind the scenes to get that done for Thursday. And I think you will like what you see over time. Right, have a lovely Wednesday. Tuesday, gee whiz. Have a lovely Tuesday. Kev will love that one. Have a lovely Tuesday, and I will be back with you tomorrow morning.